Hello, this is Mike Falick, and you're listening to a hate-free podcast. That's right, this podcast contains no slurs or words that would degrade anyone because of any characteristic that they cannot change or that they can change and are just a part of their person. If you would like this message to play at the beginning of your podcast, contact me at Big Lil Weasel on Twitter, and you can be part of not being a fucking jerk. Don't be a jerk. And I'll, if you have a clean podcast, then I'll have censored the fucking, I won't say fucking, because I guess you don't want to say, I don't like the word clean, but I keep saying fucking over and over again. So you won't hear fucking. Maybe I'll even make a shorter version if you don't have cursing on your show. Fucking.
This is the Quiet Saga, Decibel episode, Deepu edition. Theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Oh, I love that theme song by Freddie Unreal. Welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast, the anti-groupthink hack thought.
Well, do you want to say that officially? That we're anti-groupthink?
No, I should say we're the groupthink podcast because I'm usually falling within the groupthink. And
I make sure to point that out when I describe the show is I am often against groupthink, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's always wrong.
Every conversation I have of me describing the show, usually I'm met with a confused dog look on people's faces. I'm not great at selling the show, but we have a great topic
thing
today
to say on my show. I love it.
Well, you're better at it. Today.
Hello, welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast where we talk about groupthink, thoughts that we don't necessarily take the time to think about. Today, says Deepu.
I want to talk about something that's, it's been a big part of my life, let's say.
Yeah, well, let's find out about it. So this is going to be a special episode in which Deepu has described his topic to me. I have heard the topic. I deemed the topic way too crazy for him to have control over on his own, simply because I imagine most of the audience will not know what he is talking about.
Thank you.
You know, can we pause for a second?
Sure.
We should get out of a river, because that would lighten it up. So Deepu, would you please help me out of this river?
All right, let me take a picture of you for Instagram.
Okay,
all right.
Well, can you, before you reach me, can you tag me? Because I feel like you're
going to
forget.
I'm going to.
But okay, I'm drowning a little.
Let's make a video first. Make some sad noises like Bambi.
Okay, do a boomerang where help me eventually. You're going to help me eventually, right?
Yeah.
So do like a boomerang, which is that back and forth video thing with like the
water
going
just look like
into
you're
my
suffering.
Nose. You
look
see
like
how every once in a while it goes into my nose and I can't breathe? Mm-hmm. Do it like back and do it back and try and catch it, but I can't.
Oh, shit, I missed it. Do it again.
I can't. I'm not doing
it. All right, I got
it. Actively happening to me.
Let me tag you.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Where'd you go?
Oh, he fell out. You deleted it?
I discarded it. I was trying to save you. But you're out. Okay. I see you're out.
Can you just help me out of the river, though?
All right, here you go.
What do you mean, here you go? What's in this box?
Grab my leg. I'm sticking my leg out into the river.
You've given me this box. Now I want to see what's in it.
Yeah, look
inside.
Do you
want me to look?
Well, hold it flat. Hold it flat before you open it.
Tossed it across the river. I can't imagine that, holding it. What was in it? Uh-oh. Was there like a living thing in it?
It was some food.
Kind of food needs to be held flat?
Tacos.
All right, So now they're just O's. They're just empty talks. Right, do you mind if I just chuck these into the river?
Yeah, I mean, they're all pretty wet anyway. So.
Why were they? I thought that was the point of the box.
No, the splashing, it's gotten through the box.
What, do you have a monitor on them? What, do you have some taco sensors
inside there?
I can see,
you're holding it. It's like a half-wet box in your hands right now. Whatever.
But that doesn't mean the taco's inside. I was going to get rid of them anyway. I don't care.
The things I do for you, man.
Okay. And they're out of the river. Okay.
All right.
So,
I have four more river exits left in my list. Okay. So today we're going to talk about.
Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Deepu has a topic. I'm going to make him define some things first so that we can get everything straight.
Sure.
Because I didn't think he was going to. He thought he was going to approach this in his classic crazy fashion. So, Deepu, what is hentai?
Hentai is animated pornography.
Okay. Generally, it is a Japanese word. Mm-hmm. It generally portrays another Japanese art form called anime, drawn in a certain style. It's not just any animated porn, although some people would think it is. It is drawn in the vein of other Japanese cartoons. Okay, question number two. You enjoy this pornography?
Yes.
Question number three. Have you considered the ramifications of me doing a 20-minute episode asking you about the type of pornography you like?
Yes and no. It just occurred to me that I'm
thinking no, but okay. Are you going to be okay talking about masturbation on this podcast?
Well, I'll just say that instead of saying that word.
I knew there was going to be a fucking caveat. How are you going to talk about this topic without being comfortable but with talking about masturbation, about your own masturbation?
Well, I mean, how far is there some sort of angle that you really need to hit me with about the masturbation?
But it doesn't matter, Deepu. You brought up this topic as a thing, and mm-hmm. now you want to bring it up as a thing. I would have gone through every rabbit hole of what it meant to talk about this thing, which yes. is porn and sex. Are you prepared to actually do that?
Yeah, I'm ready. We've talked about sex before.
Okay. Deepu, I'm asking because I don't think you really thought about it. Okay. Deepu, do you masturbate to hentai?
I have. Yes.
Okay, that sounds like a caveat. You have yeah, or you do?
I do. Technically, yes. But not often. Not often. But
this
I do.
This is typical. This is what we're going to get to in the process.
What, me piece. Backing out mid commitment?
I know exactly what's going on. Listen, people. I'm not. It's not that. It's not always that. It's like, oh, Mike thinks he's so smart. But I know exactly what's going on most of the time.
No, here's
okay,
the problem.
So
here's
you
problem.
Do. You do masturbate to it. Deepu, let me just say, this is not like the type of porn you masturbate is not like doing drugs. You can't like you can't say that you're 2 years clean if you plan on watching it later in the day, okay? If you can't say I'm 1 day clean if that's just the 1 day in between when you got some smack, okay? This is not a counting up kind of thing. You do actively masturbate to it. Would you, if somebody was like, let's say there was a service in which, ooh, they got us. Let's say there was a service in which porn would show up on your computer for you to watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hentai showed up. Would you say, next one, please, or would you masturbate to it?
I mean, there's a lot of factors, of course, but yes, you know.
No, there are, this, I knew this would happen.
No, okay. And we can't really get into the specifics, but obviously as with all genres, we, you know, there are some versions we like, there's some versions we don't.
No. Assume it's the hentai you like.
Okay.
And
then
it comes
yeah.
up. So you do masturbate to it.
Yes.
Great. Okay. Now here's where we get into where the topic was stated to me. The topic was brought to my attention because Deepu, in a crazy text message, starts talking about whether or not hentai is defensible, which mm-hmm. was the stupidest version of the word. Yes, the stupidest version of it, and not what you really meant to say.
I say that because...
And that's what I wanted to know is why are you saying because nobody here knows what fucking defensible means. They might guess, but Deepu wrote me, I believe, a text. This is where Mike the translator comes in. From the markings on my phone, I have discerned that what the peoples of Deepu meant by this message was that he thinks that hentai is under attack from prejudices from others, and that he personally could defend from these attacks or prejudices by others. Is this what we've... Is this true, caveman?
Yes. This true, okay. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you for doing your accurate caveman voice. For anybody working at the Natural History Museum who is available for voiceover work in this, travel back in time. This is what they sounded like. They spoke English, but for some reason bad. So...
Me smell bad time.
Me smell. They smell. So,
me draw women on wall and like
pauses,
women.
Do you think these pauses are like, Deepu, keep doing this brilliant caveman thread?
No,
this
it's is, not. This. But, you know, you have, you whatever. I figured, why not? Leave it in.
All right. Okay.
I do, my tastes in this kind of content have come under attack throughout my life. You know, I would say, okay. Yeah, I like this
Let's
stuff.
Let's pause. We got to take this one step at a time because mm-hmm. people are already going wild with questions.
Okay. Sure.
Let's review what we've done so far. And this is where it gets really like, I do get off on this teacher thing. Deepu, what have we said so far?
You want an answer? I have said that I enjoy...
Do you want me to answer? No, I just put your name at the front of sentences sometimes. For giggles, I mean.
We've established that I enjoy hentai, which is an animated pornography genre.
Okay.
Or a genre of pornography.
You don't just enjoy it.
I really enjoy it.
I
masturbate.
That's
too.
What some people might call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is like, oh, I know you're trying to pin me in some corner here.
I'm not pinning you in some corner, but that's not what you're saying. You don't just watch hentai. You watch it to masturbate. It's important that we establish that. Mm. Okay. And we've established
that I think the other thing I established was that I don't think we actually established it. The people
that you'd feel under attack by enjoying this. Okay, question number one. Uh-huh. Who has attacked you for this type of porn? You don't have to say names exactly. A type of person. Say names, who cares?
Well, I mean, names aren't going to help either, but it's people. People I've been around. Anyone
Why are people asking you about the type of porn you watch?
Well, we're having deep conversations about what we like, what we don't like. Some people say they like, you know, video X. I, you know, say video Y, and then I say my thing. And the people, and then
hold on. Everyone, because other people probably caught it. Deep conversations. This is very Deepu's version of a deep conversation.
Yeah.
You know, really getting to know someone. What type of porn they watch? So.
It happens.
They say, and then you say, I like hentai, and they say what? How old are these people, honestly?
Well, it's been going on many years, but it's been...
When's the last time it happened, age-wise, for the person you were talking to?
I think the person is 27. This happened recently.
Okay. It's shocking to me. So they said they like... Let's do it that way. They said they like what kind of porn? Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember. I was so defensive
that
about my
me,
thing.
Yeah. That to me is a normal reaction. Because I probably have had conversations with people that they talk about what type of porn they like. I don't really remember. Because it's not really deep conversation. It isn't someone saying, well, you know, I don't think things have been right in my family since my father got sick.
Hmm.
That's a deep thing. I probably would remember that about someone. It's like, yeah, I like to shove my hands in my crotch when I watch people throw orange slices at each other. I'm not going to remember that. That's very telling right away that you didn't remember the other person's answer.
Because it was typical. It was just your run-of-the-mill, you know, meat and potatoes action. Mm-hmm. You know, I like someone who's on top. I'm like, all right, yeah, good for you, buddy.
Do you disdain people who have what we might call, in a
basic taste,
sexually friendly way, vanilla tastes in porn?
No, and my tastes are kind of vanilla too, and that's the criticism that I'm fighting. You know,
we're not up to. I know this crazy crescendo you think is logical to jump to. We're not there yet.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I know what you're like.
Right,
we're not there.
Me.
I know because you told me. But what this is partly about, and I just know that the people that we're not ready to jump yet, Deepu, and people will see when we're ready to jump. Okay, what when you answered this? What did they say about this pornography?
Ew.
Okay.
Yeah. Ew. Gross. How could you? Kill yourself.
Did you ask them if they've ever watched those things?
I'm sure I did. I mean, I got defensive about it. Like, oh, you've never seen it? Like, what's the big deal?
What did they explain the big deal was?
Well, they go to a certain stereotype about the genre, which is extreme, and it's almost unrealistic.
Hey, I'm going to pop in here real quick. This is Mike talking in the editing room. Really quickly, we like to be considerate to people. In this next about 30 seconds to a minute of the show, we are going to talk about a topic that might trigger some people. We're going to talk about rape for just a little bit. It's not exactly intense. It's not really talking about explicit rape, and we don't go into any details of it, but it is rape. So this is a little PSA for your consideration. For the next 30 seconds, we talk about it, and then it doesn't come up.
What they're saying.
I'm going to answer this next part honestly when I tell you to talk about these things. So go ahead. What do you think they think hentai is?
Just like really, like really rough depictions of sexual acts. It can be.
Like what?
Really.
Like what?
Like a fucking octopus using all their tentacles and
I want you to violating. I want you to list every single thing that you think people think about hentai. Okay, that you think that they have this portrayal of it.
Okay, poorly drawn demons raping women.
Okay, it is that. Let me just say this. It is that for the most part. It really is a lot of porn with aliens and people of different species and races and sort of fantasy characters and embodied things. So I think in your defensiveness, you're a little blinded, don't you think?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't see like any of stuff that extreme, and it's like saying that all cartoons are gross because there are some creepy ones. I mean, it's not accurate.
Cartoons are creepy. There's no I'm an animator. Cartoons are pretty objectively creepy. If you look at any cartoon character long enough, you'll notice that like these facsimiles of the body parts, you know, we're getting into art criticism now, but the facsimiles of body parts like eyes and mouths and things like that are creepy to a lot of people.
Facsimile? You'll have to fill me in here.
It's okay. We can keep going. So, the point here is this, is that I think before we move on, you need to get out of the denial that it isn't those things. It is mostly demons raping women.
All right. Well, I like that 1% of not that.
And, okay. So now let's get into it. What kind of hentai do you like?
I like a nice hand job in a locker room.
Okay.
Let's
go into this now. Do you realize the fact that you immediately started disparaging somebody else's tastes in a way to legitimize yours?
Oh, shit. You did get me there. You did get me there. But that stuff is hella creepy. Hella creepy. Demons raping women?
Okay, sorry. Explain to me why it's creepy.
Rape. Anyone who likes rape, anyone that enjoys watching that, well, maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think
it's completely fictional.
It is fictional, but it is depiction of something pretty fucked up, in my opinion. So,
which part?
The fact it's an alien. I think they have no reason.
Not the rape. Let's just make
no,
that clear.
No, I was
clear.
Joking. I was joking. Yes, the rape.
No, no, I don't think you think it's the rape. And the rape is not necessarily what I think you think is creepy. And I don't want to get into that's a whole. We'll have some of the sexperts we've had on before to talk about rape fantasies and things like that. But we're not qualified to talk about it. But I believe what you find creepy is the demons.
Whoa. No. I find rape creepy.
Okay, so then what's wrong with demons having sex with people or aliens having sex with people?
Nothing, as long as it's consensual. If you can translate.
So then you do like that type of porn?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't like it, though.
Okay. But if somebody were to say that was creepy, you would kind of go along with it if it...
Sure, yeah, the demon thing?
If it furthered your argument to say that hentai that doesn't have that in it is fine.
Yeah, I guess so. Right.
Yeah. So do you think maybe you're casting stones as well?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right.
All right.
I'm a victim of my own groupthink.
Let's defend hentai for a moment here.
It's fun. Well, it's harmless.
Okay.
No one got hurt.
I don't know that anyone was getting hurt in other pornographies inherently.
Okay.
go on. This was his entire argument was it's defendable. Now, what would you like me, just I'm telling this to the listeners, would you like me to play devil's advocate and tell you things that are creepy and you try to defensible it?
No, that's gonna...
No, because you don't think it's defendable?
Okay, my case was...
Let's do it then.
Okay, fine. Yeah, defend it.
If you have a case, if you already have a case built up, let me attack it, and you can defend it.
All right, let's do it.
Cartoons are for kids. It's a cartoon. Cartoons are for kids. It's porn in a cartoon. There's something a little bit sick about that to me. By the way, I'm playing devil's advocate to everyone at home.
I don't think it's that sick. I think... young kids are exposed
to. Who cares what you think? You could just be sick too.
All right. This is not what I think. Kids, watch porn. Young kids watch porn. It's you know, their natural curiosity.
So what? This is porn that these people draw these things and they draw them for kids? I think that's sick. Kids watch cartoons. Cartoons are meant for children. So well, so you're saying that kids watch that this cartoon genre of porn, that it's sort of meant for kids.
No, it just kids just happen to find it. It's actually made for adults. Like, you know, it's sold, you know, it's shown in adult
cartoons
theaters.
Are for kids. A genuine not all opinion cartoons. People have, Deepu. I want to get this out to you. A lot of people have the opinion cartoons are for kids, no matter what the cartoon is.
I mean, some cultures actually make cartoons for adults. So
now you're getting into a good argument. Okay. Right. Good.
So
it's weird. Why are they having sex with animals? Animals, you're not supposed to fuck animals. That's inhumane.
Well, maybe the animal is a popular character on a TV show and people have grown attached to the animal.
You would fuck Bambi, Deepu? That's not really a good argument. If Bambi turned into... Okay, Deepu, what about that? A fucking Cool World scenario in which Bambi is real. Are you going to fuck Bambi?
Well, Bambi's young, so... And also
Bambi's
not human.
Bambi's mom. This is a new subplot. That morning where they wake up, she's waking up next to you in bed.
Hey, what's up, Bambi's mom? Deepu. What's up, Bambi's mom? How you doing?
There's a whole other movie now where Deepu has to get over tries to avenge the murder. Like, it's the Sin City of Disney now. Jesus Christ, Deepu. Okay, so
every
Bambi's
deer
mom,
has his day. What?
Okay, so it's a character that doesn't really mean anything. It's even worse.
I think it's. Fucking a bear, a drawn bear. What is the bear not attractive? Is the bear not having a good time?
Do you want to fuck bears? That's the instant question I'm going to ask about you. It may be defendable, Deepu. Your arguments are bullshit. Like, is a bear not fuckable? No. No, the answer that everyone would give is absolutely not. I would not fuck a bear or let a bear fuck me because it's an animal.
Okay, so one of the points I was going to say.
Why? It's animals. People are fucking animals in them.
Okay, I'm not pro fucking animals. I don't watch any fucking of animals. This is just somehow
okay,
left.
Okay, but they're in
fucking...
there. They're in there. They're making it. It's the same
actually,
genre.
Actually, I'm not even sure about that. I'm not even sure about that. Honestly. I haven't seen a one.
You're not sure that they're... No, Deepu, you can't lie. This is what you do.
I honestly
am
not...
just lying, Deepu.
Yeah, I guess I'm not enough of an expert. I haven't seen enough hentai to...
You are driving me crazy. Deepu, yeah. The entire auspice of the episode is like, I think it's defendable. Okay, defend it.
I don't like how other genres of porn can have all this vicious shit going on.
No other genres of porn have animal fucking in them. Let's make that clear.
Also, but they have other sort of vicious acts taking place.
Like what?
Really aggressive and painful sex.
Because people want to have painful sex. You see it as painful because you don't understand the pleasure, Hellraiser, okay? You don't fucking get what's going on in the thing because that's not your fucking sex world. So you're judging again. Dude, you turned it... Not dude. You turned it around right away and attacked someone else. It's not defendable. You just passed the buck. This isn't defending. This is pointing fingers. People in glass houses, man. Not man. Fuck.
That's kind of my only defense. You know, I can point fingers at other
that
people
there's
say...
there's grosser porn? I don't really think that the standard of society should be someone else is worse than me.
You totally
are an optimist, by the way.
Yep, I'm still on this podcast.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. Could be worse than this guy. Okay, so let's move on. Here's how I would defend it. They're not real animals.
They're not real animals. They're not real people. It's not.
They're not real people. They're not real animals in the drawn stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about? Well, it's like sometimes they're like creepy and sci-fi.
I don't know why. Well, listen, it's a niche audience that watches this stuff. And then that niche audience gets judged.
It's not that niche, actually.
Compared to the mainstream, it is absolutely niche. It's people
again,
that...
Again, you've done no research.
Yeah. Well, no, okay, listen. What country? People have turned...
What country? What by what demographic? By what metric do you judge this? Are you judging it based on America? Are you judging it based on money spent on porn? Because I guarantee you people spend more money. I mean, we could look it up right now if you want to. I guarantee you people spend more money on hentai than porn. There is no way hentai is not more profitable.
Well, profitability.
Because of how much in countries where anime is so popular, how much people are willing to buy these other titles as well, and how much more they are into them. Additionally, one of the cultural reasons that hentai has become so popular is because of the censor laws on genitalia in other countries. The trick that happened with the octopus was simply that you could show the octopus more than you could show a penis penetrating a woman, because if you don't know, in Japan, the act of showing vaginal penetration or anal penetration or genitals at all in most cases is illegal, or else protected by certain censor laws, is a better way to say it. So
This is all fantastic ammo for me to use in my next defending of my habit. Listen, all I know is that I've been called a creep for having...
How does that make you feel, being called a creep?
Makes me feel terrible. Makes me feel
Why do people do that?
Because maybe they're half joking, but they have their opinion, their loosely formed opinion about people that watch.
But why is someone open? This is what I don't get about that comment. And so now we can break into the thing, and I can ask you about this, like my wonders about it. Mm-hmm. Like, why is someone open-minded enough to talk about porn, and then they're closed-minded enough to judge what is a fairly tame taste?
Because they don't see it as tame. They see it as like, oh my god. Look, maybe they just see it as so. They're just not familiar with it, so they just immediately associate that with creepy.
But I understand that, but why even ask if you weren't going to be open-minded? Do you know what I mean? Why?
Because they were expecting some basic answers. They were expecting some basic, I like blonde chicks, dude. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's it, is they wanted to relate to you, and that they're upset that they don't relate to you.
Probably.
They thought they'd get something more akin, that everyone was like them.
Yeah, it's like, if I, join some group of guys and they're like, oh, well, what sports do you like? I'm like, I like foosball. And they're like, what?
I would be like, what, if you said you call foosball? Foosball's kind of a sport. It's hard. It's
Foosball's a terrible game, in my opinion.
Well, we don't have time for this.
Hey, do you like delicious things? And don't lie to me. I'm sick of your lies about deliciousness. Because you're going to eat Cheenies whether you want to or not. Not if you don't want to. That would be horrible. Eat Cheenies on Instagram or Facebook, I guess. EAT CINI. You'll get it. Don't worry. They're a very delicious risotto cheese ball into a modern-day snack. You can order them, especially if you're in Boston. Demand them in your town. They do events. It's really great. They're supporters of the arts, including this show. Eat Cheenies. So don't lie to me. You're gonna eat this. Oh, you want to eat Cheenies? I'm going to make you smoke a whole pack of Cheenies. Advertisements. Next, I'm going to talk with Alice Little of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. She is on Twitter at @TheAliceLittle. She is a professional prostitute, if you do not know. America's top professional prostitute. You don't just want to be an. She's not an. She's the top earning American prostitute. Go team.
I sometimes don't want to bring up facts like this in front of people because it may intimidate them and make them a different personality, but I think I'm going to try it. The show is about groupthink, which is essentially, for the audience to explain, we try and explain it a lot. Thoughts that people think, but they don't really question why they're thinking them, and then they become a thought that's kind of ingrained into society from your, the causes you care about. Body image is one of them. Why is this type of body image desirable and this one not? Probably because somebody kind of coerced that on you as part of society. You are, in terms of groupthink, I try and find unique people. You are, statistically, one of the world's most unique people. When I say one of in the world, when it comes to America, you are definitively especially if we eliminate, illnesses and we eliminate crimes and things like that, you are by far one of the rarest people alive. Living right now, and so your thoughts and your thinking about things is important to the show, in my opinion.
Oh well, thank cute. I appreciate that.
So do you feel as though when you, because I have this problem with people, is that sometimes I will talk to someone and first of all, I have the one of those illnesses where I hate to admit it on the show, but I'm smart. And so when I meet fucking stupid people, and you meet them a lot in my line of work for whatever reason, I can't stand them. Do you feel alienated in any way from your way of thinking ever?
I wouldn't say alienated. More so that I have a different opinion, I think, than the general populace does, and I tend to look at things through a very different multicolored lens. Because when I think about things, I ponder the societal impact, I ponder the personal impact, I ponder how does this affect my clients, how does this affect my friends. And so I tend to look at things from a very multifaceted standpoint, where oftentimes I'll end up being my own devil's advocate against the things I'm arguing for, because I really want to understand something completely and wholly.
That is actually, we've never talked about it on the show, but it's the sign of a, usually a creative person that, this is not something I made up. I like to tell people when – this is a psychologist told me this, that creative people are able to think a thought that may not involve their actual opinion. They're able to be their own devil's advocate because they're able to play games, sort of experimental thought games, that they can think something which maybe somebody who's not able to see different realities at the same time – might disturb them to think. But someone who's creative can think, well, what if this thing? And it doesn't matter how dark or twisted it is, it's not actually affecting their psychology as a whole, unless, of course, they decide that is the real reality. They can have, this is so trippy, this is the trippiest we've ever been on the show, but you can essentially live in another reality of thought and then jump out of it as a creative person, as opposed to just, I think a thought, therefore it's in my head. You know, people are often unable to detach that thing. Devil's advocate is a big one for me. If you don't argue against yourself, I think there's people that just, they think a thought. I'm pretty sure, first of all, most people don't read anymore. And I might, not even books, like emails. You know, our correspondence through email was like, I wrote that, she said the thing back to me. I get a lot of emails from people. I'm like, that's not even what was typed to you. What are you, what is this person talking about? And I think that devil's advocate is a real way that we can get people to start thinking, push yourself, have an argument with yourself, you know?
Agreed, because there's perception and then there's reality of the things. And oftentimes we're so trapped with our own perception, our own little focal point lens that lets us view the world from our standpoint, that we have a really hard time stepping outside of ourselves and go, okay, but what about this same thought from this other person's point of view? Okay, for example, when it comes to, let's put it out there, prostitution. There's a reason why a lot of people are against prostitution. In my opinion, after playing devil's advocate back and forth, I really feel like our society has been shamed away from sex. We're ashamed of our bodies. We see it constantly on TV being told you're too tall, too thin, too pretty, too heavy, not pretty enough. It's never enough. It's never enough in our society. And in many ways, when we reach something that's sexualized, it's put in this kind of unobtainable box. It's lifted up on this pedestal where sex is this rare, incredible thing that should be inaccessible, that should be untouchable. And when you're a legal sex worker and you are literally selling your companionship and your time and having sex with people in exchange for financial security, you know, you're really stepping on some people's ideas there in a very, very big way.
You know, let me say a serious thing and then a funny thing. Another thing that I think I'll speak for the hetero men out there, or rather speaking to them because I'm one of them so I can call them idiots. A lot of men don't really realize as well, and this attaches to sex workers, you'll see at the end, how many women in their life will have some form of sexual assault. And a lot of people don't talk about it. And that's an uncomfortable thing, but you will, you know, I'm not saying to go and force these conversations with people. Don't do that. Don't ask people, but you'd be shocked to know how many people just around you very casually have had this gone around. And I think why I bring up prostitution is for many, many years, and still, sex assault numbers skyrocket when you include
violent incidents happening with prostitutes and, you know, illegal prostitutes, by the way. This never really encounters your field of
that
legal prostitutes.
That is very, very correct. Like, for those listening to kind of make the difference, I work at a legal brothel in Nevada, oftentimes referred to as LPIN or legal prostitution in Nevada. That is the only full-service sex work that is legal in not just the United States, but in the entirety of North America. So keep in mind, we're talking about a very, very specific microcosm when it comes to my job and my reality.
It almost is not even, you know, when you talk about sex workers, you sometimes see it as a footnote. When you see it as like, this does not include, you
it's
know.
A blip. It's a small blip. Many people are like, holy crap, you can buy sex in America for real?
Yeah.
Yes.
On the note of you being a sex worker, there's one element of I don't think I could sell my sex as a thing. I couldn't do it. But I would very, very much want, and I don't know if you have this, but I know other jobs have it, like a survey afterwards. You know how like when you have those like the housekeeping surveys? Oh my, that would make my sex life so much better. If just right after someone could give me a grade and a suggestions box, it would be sort of anonymous, but you know, like I'd know who said it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I would love that. Do you at Moonlight Bunny Ranch have a suggestion box?
I do.
Shut the fuck up. That's amazing.
Open and honest feedback at all times about anything under the sun. If you see a typo on my website, tell me about it. If you have a sex point that you want to share with me because you think it's a neat tip, share it. I want to learn and I want to know these things. And I think that's a big difference here is that I don't want the sex conversation to be pushed underground. I want talking about sex to be on the up and up. Why would it be so terrible if after sex you could roll over, look at your lover and say, hey, how was your orgasm? How was that? What could I do to please you better next time?
I'm in favor of hiring a whole HR department. Some big guy comes in with a sweaty shirt and tie with a clipboard. I'm fine with him seeing me naked or whatever. He comes in, asks all those questions to anybody in the room. We find out what's going on. And I take the criticism and maybe they get a gift card or something for next time. Oh my gosh.
Oh jeez.
My last sex question about the ranch. Do you have gift cards?
Do I have gift cards? Well, you could buy a party for a friend if you are interested. If that is the thing that you're interested in exploring, just send me an email, alicelittle@bunnyranch.com. Reason why is that we'll have to talk about all of the different terms, the different options available.
Oh, okay, I see. You couldn't give a blanket check to really someone to use there. It wouldn't work with your workflow.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah.
That. And for me, consent is such an important thing that sex isn't just something that you gift someone.
Oh, yeah. Good point. My question is sort of monstrous.
Want to have sex. And so when it comes to gift cards, I always say, hey, make sure the person's actually wanting this first. And then let's talk about options.
I feel so fucking stupid. I essentially suggested Christmas rape. Oh, God. That's fucking terrible.
Oh, my God.
I feel so stupid. Oh, God.
Now it's time for our participation section, which is We Didn't Take a Survey. This is a section where we say things on the show. We don't have any stats or information on it. And then we ask people, is this a piece of groupthink or hack thought? Here are those questions right now. First up, my hero and yours, number 72, Todd Glass. And he's not on a sports team. He's a podcaster. He's the best podcaster in the world. Todd Glass.
A little easier. Have you ever thought about whether or not you should keep your toothbrush in the bathroom?
I heard that from somebody.
Well, me in the email. That's where did you get that brilliant idea? Me, slightly earlier.
People discussing that. I luckily keep mine in the drawer.
In the drawer in the bathroom. It's still in the bathroom.
Yeah, I have a drawer. I have to keep it in the drawer in the bathroom. And but I do have some towels that are rolled in the bathroom. And I thought about that like a week ago. Just because all that's, you know,
goo and poop, such.
Poop goo.
Poop goo.
Sounds like an old doo-wop band from the 40s.
Poop goo.
Poop goon.
But,
you do the high, Todd.
So poop goon. Not out on the counter. Plus, what do you want to keep it out on the counter for anyway?
Like there's toothbrushing emergency that you got to get to it real quick. Have you ever...
And Winston Conrad from Twitter and his podcast, The Red Lodge Podcast. I've said it. Now you've heard it.
Mac and cheese should only be made at home and not bought from a restaurant. Got to strongly disagree there. And the reason for that is that I do enjoy, on occasion, at a restaurant, truffle mac and cheese. And there's no way I'm going to keep a truffle at home. So I'm inclined to have mac and cheese at the restaurant. And the fact that I might be technically able to make something at home is not really, I don't go to a restaurant to just like eat something I can't do.
If you are a podcaster and wish to participate, simply find us on Twitter and we'll send you those questions. And then make a wish, spin around 3 times, do the hokey pokey, put your right foot in, leave it in. That's a sacrifice to the pokey gods for us. Give us your feet.
But I don't get you.
Let us know, folks.
But I feel bad for you, D, because you often are the victim of like people making fun of you who are definitely stupider than you. And like they don't, but somehow you let them. It's like, it's the only analogy I can have is like someone getting into the NBA by accident. Like, that's all it is. It's like, somehow they get into these conversations with you where they're allowed to comment on certain things, but they're an idiot as well. Like, if someone's going to get into a conversation with me about porn, I'm not going to, like, let them get in too deep if they've shown signs already that they're, like, judgmental and weird. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so them to get that far in, like, getting to say stuff to you always puzzles me with these stories you tell sometimes. I feel very bad, like, because it would be like someone showing up to the NBA and being like, I cannot shoot a free throw, but I'm very angry that I can't and that other people around me when they miss. It's like, well, why are you even here in the NBA? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, people don't have healthy conversations that way. They.
But why have they – my question is how they manage to – because you're not a stupid person, but how they manage to trick you into getting into this conversation, which in my mind only goes healthy. Like if I'm letting someone talk to me about my sexual taste, they're an open person because they've already gotten past the other dungeon levels to get to the boss level. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so far along that how are you backtracking now? How are you backing out?
Yeah,
on the
how were there
going
not signs to go like, no. No.
Because, no, well, they just didn't see it coming. I mean, it's such a unique response, at least relatively speaking. It's a unique response, I guess. But
see, that's groupthink, man. And that's what you should, not man, that's groupthink. And that's what you should, like, muse on here for the last part of the show, which is that is, you decided that it was unique because of the people around you. Like, it's the number one groupthink thing I see, or hack thought thing I see, is that you decide, based on your experiences, that that's the way the world works. So I want you to rethink this whole topic of pornography today. Muse for the audience a little bit. Any thoughts you had out there? Get me out of this river.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You're in the river. It was an illusion. That magician got away with it. Deepu, do you remember that magician?
Yeah.
He tricked us. You're in the river. I'm not in the river. How did he do it?
Get me out of here.
Wait. I know. Wait. Give me a second to get you out of here. Okay. He said, look at all my cards. Do you remember if he shuffled them?
Yeah, he made me put my hand on it, and he's made me say Shuma.
And he shuffled them? You're sure he shuffled them?
He shuffled them. I cut the deck once.
Okay, so he picked out a card. You're drowning a little, but just stay calm while I figure out this magic trick.
Will do.
This magician tricked us into a river. That's where we are now. Okay, earlier in the day, he said to Deepu, pick a card. Then he shuffled the deck, and you cut the deck. Then what happened next?
And then he started laughing when he turned over the top card. He didn't show it to me. He just started laughing, and he said, you're fucked.
That was it. Yeah. What card did you pick?
It was the running ocean.
That's it. It was a running ocean card.
Yeah.
That's how he tricked us. It was. So anyway, for the last, they're out of the river. So for the last few minutes here, I want you to think about the fact that you decided that these people, to the point where you wanted to do a whole episode of a podcast saying that people are always attacking me for my love of hentai. Mm-hmm. When the entire world of video gaming cartoons and pretty much pornography in the world is based on drawing women naked and men naked.
Well, listen,
all of art is based on the fact that people draw people fucking and people that you want to fuck. Yet you got into this world where you think your perspective of these few times that people attack you is the reality.
I'm not sure old paintings of sex are for jacking it, honestly.
Yeah, they are.
So you're saying people walking around a museum are
Mike
like, oh, man.
Mike Fallick, Bachelor of Fine Arts. Yeah. Not now. We have better porn.
Interesting. Okay, so let's say in this, before there was internet and blah, 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 like people go to a museum, they see a naked lady on the painting, they just need to jerk
if
off.
If I gave you a book full of tits, doesn't matter how they're drawn. It's going to happen eventually.
I don't know, man. Just the fact it's a book is going to turn me off, so, I don't know, whatever. Maybe. All
right, so I send you a fucking GIF, you goddamn millennial. I don't know what to say at this point.
What I wanted to comment on was that the world is turning around on hentai.
See?
Of all forms.
But this is where groupthink hurts you, buddy, because you've decided that the world is turning around. It's already turned. You've just had these experiences where somebody says that it's not normal.
Yeah. And then I had this awesome conversation with a bunch of people about, oh, everyone was talking about which cartoon characters they would bang. And I was blown away by the response. I didn't even participate. I was just watching how all these people overcame this thing that I thought was so creepy. And they were just saying it outright.
But you decided this wasn't a thing. They weren't overcoming anything. You happened to have bad luck with meeting ignorant people.
I guess
so. You see that, right? You see how groupthink is so powerful in that way.
Yeah, it formed my opinion of the whole fucking planet.
Even though you were scared to ask if it was true. You were scared to keep asking.
Scared to ask the tough questions. Should have gone around the world. Should have been asking people. Would you bang this? Would you watch this? Would have been good.
I got to say, listen, if you are at TLC or BBC or Sky or any of the Sky channels, mm-hmm. or any of the Discovery,
yeah.
a TV show in which Deepu just goes around and asks people if they would bang certain images would be a show that I would not only watch, I would work on for free.
Yeah.
This week on Would You Bang It? Deepu goes deep into the Amazon. And then you show up, and there's some tribe, and they show you how to fish for a few days, and then at the end you go, all right, guys, this is it. And you hold up, like, a picture.
Would you? Would you?
You hold up, like a picture of some clerk you met at a store. Some guy, just, would you bang this? And then you get a vote, and you leave. Next week, Deepu comes up against the most stubborn chef he's ever met. I don't want to put avocados on it. Your restaurant's going to close. Would you bang this taxi driver I had 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Well,
great episode.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, everyone in the world has a brain. So I've been told by scientists. And one of the supporters of this show is IAM1in4.com, who, as a website alone, is great, but as a message is also really important to this show. Look. Go see a doctor about your brain. IAM 1 in 4 says that 1 in 4 people in this world will have some run-in with mental health problems, which, by the way, you realize how crazy it is that we have to have a website like 1 in 4, right? That there needs to be a site out there that tells you you have an organ that might get sick. You have an organ called a brain in your head, and sometimes it might get sick because it does this thing called thoughts, and that thought function might get sick. So take care of your mental health. And you know what? Keep taking care of it. You can always keep – and don't do any voodoo kind of mental health thing. Don't go – well, I don't know. I've disparaged voodoo, and I don't know whether there are some voodoo-certified psychologists. Sorry, I don't want to speak out of turn. If voodoo is somehow involved in psychology or psychoanalysis – I am sorry, but don't do any hackery or self-help. All that stuff's good, but get yourself real help. Go and take care of your brain. IAM1in4.com gives you all the support that you will need in doing those kind of things. Stories about people that have been through this before. You can share your own stories. They actually sell a book. I've written an article on there talking about my OCD, so please go check it out and take care of your brain. And don't worry. They don't keep the brains for that long when you go see a therapist. They just for like a day. You don't need your brain all day. They take your brain out. No, they don't even do that, you crazy people. It's just talking. Take care of your brain.